What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2011, hump day, middle of the week, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and hopefully a relaxing weekend. I don't know. It's really, the news is crazy today. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about and get through, so let's get right to it. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and answering your phone calls. Obviously, starting off the top with Fukushima again, the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency of Japan has finally officially acknowledged that the nuclear fuel pellets in reactors 1, 2, and 3 at the Fukushima power plant are believed to have partially melted. Now, we've been hearing them sort of hem and haw and hedge about this for a couple of weeks, and certainly outside observers looking at the isotopes that are still pouring from that reactor into the air and the ocean, we're saying, yeah, those fuel rods are melted, fission is going on. And you know something? I got to tell you, the Japanese are starting to remind me a great deal of George Washington. You know, as in, they're caught standing next to a dead cherry tree, the axe still in their hands, and only just now are deciding that maybe it's not going to be possible to lie their way out of this mess. That's kind of where they are right now. They're basically being forced to admit to what most of us have concluded has been going on all along. Now, the downside of all this, Japan is basically taking their cue from Barack Obama. Remember last July, in the middle of this Gulf oil disaster, the worst oil spill in history, destroying the Gulf of Mexico. And all of a sudden, in the middle of July, in order to clear the decks politically for the midterm elections, Obama decreeth from on high, the spill crisis is over. Nobody will talk about it anymore, or the terrorists will win. And he goes down there with his daughter, and he does a photo op, swimming in water that's kind of, sort of, maybe kind of close to the Gulf of Mexico, but not actually in it. And basically says the problem is over, nobody's allowed to talk about it anymore. We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Japan's doing the same thing. They have officially declared the Fukushima disaster over. And get this, Japan, which the United States supports because it's a bastion of democracy and freedom over there in Asia, has issued an emergency order to all of their media and to their internet service providers to now block all messages, stories, memos, text messages, anything that talks about Fukushima in a way that contradicts the official pronouncements coming out of the Japanese government in Tokyo. Watch that space. They're on their way to Osaka. Now, this alone tells you that what is going on at Fukushima is far, far worse than the official pronouncements, or there'd be no need for them to be blocking all these messages. And what they're trying to do is they've got all these Japanese citizens with their own radiation meters, and they've set up these ad hoc sensor networks, and they're putting out information the government doesn't approve of. That's why we all twigged onto that second release of radiation down in Ikigari, near the Tokai plant, near the nuclear fuel processing plant. That has yet to be officially acknowledged. And yet we know, because of messages coming from ordinary Japanese citizens, that this did in fact happen. So Japan is basically building a giant silicon wall, and from now on, only the official view of reality is what we will be fed along with our glow-in-the-dark sushi here. Now, in order to make the environmental situation safe for the workers at the Fukushima plant, Japan has now raised the radiation limits for workers. Remember the other day we said those robots went in there and they found radiation that was so dangerous that workers who are in there for more than 2 hours are basically going to die. Well, now Japan said, well, we're going to raise the safety limit by 5 times so that each worker can now work in a full day in there. I'm sure the workers are probably saying, wait a minute. You know, yesterday you said this was going to kill us, and now you're just saying, you know, get in there and with a shovel and clean it all up here. But we're seeing that all over the place, and we saw it in the Gulf of Mexico. We saw it with the we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 40.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
America, welcome back to the show. So what we're talking about here is the fact that every time there's a new problem with radiation, with chemicals, with whatever, the various government agencies that are supposed to be protecting the public simply change the measuring sticks so that they can still act like they're taking care of the public, but they're just letting the corporations run roughshod over all of America. Remember the melamine scandal? It was a big, huge scandal. China was putting melamine in pet food and baby food. How could those yellow-skinned, slanted-eyed, evil people? Then they found out that American companies were doing exactly the same thing. And so what does the FDA and EPA do? They raise the level, the safety level for melamine to just above what those U.S. companies were putting into the food. So the companies continue to do it, and now the government says, oh, it's okay, it's safe, trust us. Would we lie to you? And they did that. Same thing in the Gulf of Mexico, where we started seeing these highly toxic levels of petroleum products, these aromatic hydrocarbons, these chemicals that are linked to leukemia and cancer, and that's even before we get into the Corexit and the damage it causes. And what the FDA and EPA did is they raised the safety limits and said, oh yeah, no, this, yeah, you can eat this, it's really cool. And now we're seeing it with all the radiation. Over in Arizona, milk is 1,600%, 16 times the current EPA drinking water limits. What's the EPA doing? Well, the EPA has announced they're going to revise the drinking water limits upward to just above whatever the radiation happens to be that day. So the government can go on pretending that it's in control of the situation and it's looking out for the American people. And it isn't. It's letting these corporations, whether it's these companies with the melamine or the oil companies in the Gulf or the nuclear power industry, just go on doing what they're doing and toxifying the earth. And you know me. I'm not a hippie. I know I'm not running around, you know, with Save the Dolphins and all the rest of that stuff. You know, I believe in the wise use of nature, but, you know, there has to be a balance. But this is just reckless behavior. It's money junkie behavior, because all of these things that are being done are great for immediate profitability, but the long-term costs to ourselves and especially to our children really cannot be tolerated, cannot be accepted. And again, if you think that low-level exposure to radiation is safe, you start visiting the families of all those Desert Storm veterans who handled or were exposed to depleted uranium munitions during the war. And they came home after their service and they started a family, and they are being hit with an epidemic of severe birth abnormalities among their children. Nobody wants to talk about it, but that's what happens. The problem is we've got money junkies who see lying to the people and severe birth defects in somebody else's family way off in the future is a small price to pay for that next quarterly statement, that next dividend check, that next bonus, that next $100,000 wristwatch on their wrist. And that is why this is such a dangerous situation, and we have to keep attention on it. There's a lot of money on the line. Now, interesting little story that came out about this, as we started looking at all these little charts about radiation exposure and everybody saying, oh, it's harmless, it's this, it's that, and we're still collating the data to try and get a real good picture on when does the radiation become, merely inconvenient, when is it a threat to our unborn children, when does it become a direct and dire threat to us, and so forth and so on. And amazingly enough, on a chart that we put up at what really happened earlier today, an astounding revelation. The standard dose of radiation used as cancer therapy to try and cure cancer is double the lethal dose. I'm not kidding. Go look at the chart yourself. And it's right there on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and you will go right down there and you'll say, they're just graded. Severe radiation poisoning, extreme severe dose, usually fatal dose, and then right under fatal dose, highly targeted dose used in cancer radiotherapy. Now, I'm one of those people who, had a cancer victim in their family. I got to watch my mother wither away and die over a period of about 6 years from cancer that was induced by the radioactive polonium contained in the fertilizer in which cheap tobacco is grown for mass market cigarettes. So she gets cancer from the radiation and the polonium, then they turn around and they treat her with cancer again. And I have always wondered if she died from the cancer or from the radiation poisoning from the treatment. And now we know. My mother did not die from cigarettes. She died from hospital. And I'm beginning to wonder if somewhere down the road, cancer radiotherapy machines are going to be up on the museum shelves with these electrical therapy machines as medical quackery that was finally exposed and gotten rid of. Like that machine I found at the yard sale I'm going to send to my my niece, who's the doctor in the Air Force, for her new office. And it's just this little machine, and all it does is zap you with electric shock. There's a brush with a wire to cure dandruff using electricity, and they used to believe this stuff. It's just amazing. Now, obviously, the backlash against the nuclear power industry, that the nuclear power industry has been spending tons and tons of money to try and prevent with lobbying and prostitutes and online commentators and posters and everything, it's starting to happen. There are riots over in India over a proposed nuclear plant there. They've gone violent. One protester was shot dead by the police saying, you know, you really love your nuclear power. Boom! Just shot him dead, and that's provoked a violent response. Over here, right in Oahu, in response to this ludicrous story about radiation, no problem. You know, all over the front page of the Star advertiser telling us, no, go ahead, drink the milk, eat the food, nothing gonna happen to you. And, of course, a lot of people were jumping into this article saying, are you out of your minds about this? And you can see the paid propagandists, they're there posting the same stuff over and over and over and over again, and they're in there with the same talking points, you know, that Fukushima's leak is only one one-hundred-thousandth the damage from those South Pacific nuclear tests, and that nobody got hurt with those, which, of course, is nonsense. During the Castle Bravo tests, Test Baker irradiated several ships full of fish that went back to Japan, sold into the fish markets, and a lot of people got sick from that. So these nuclear tests in the Pacific did cause a lot of harm and illness and, in many cases, death. And that's absolutely true. But the other situation is these nuclear bombs use maybe a couple hundred kilograms of nuclear fuel, and the Fukushima reactor has 1,760 metric tons of nuclear fuel on the site. By the way, they just confirmed today the spent fuel rod cooling pool in Reactor 3 was completely destroyed. The remains of those spent fuel rods are just lying all over the ground, cooking themselves into smoke and steam and all over the place. And so you've got all these propagandists who are hired by the nuclear power industry to try and de-link Fukushima from future reactor sales, including they're still trying to revive this stupid story about how, oh, Fukushima was actually a secret nuclear weapons lab, and that's why it blew up. It was not those reactors, and it was not nuclear power. You should go on building reactors, because we promise they won't have secret bomb labs inside. And it's absurd. I mean, Fukushima was right above the water table. You know, did the scientists in the secret nuclear bomb lab wear scuba gear to work on what they're doing? And it's just absolutely absurd here. Now, it is happening, though. Down in Texas, NRG Energy has just canceled their plans to build two reactors there in Texas. So it is starting to happen. The backlash is starting to happen. We know Germany is abandoning nuclear power. Sweden's getting ready to walk away from nuclear power. Riots over nuclear power in India. These things are dangerous. Three strikes and you're out. Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, and now Fukushima. Can nuclear power be made safe? Yeah. Can it be made safe in a culture dominated by the money junkies? No, it can't. The money junkies prove time and time again when critical energy, chemical, production, food, whatever is put in their control, they'll cut the corners until something explodes, then they'll hire a bunch of public relations firms to make it look like it's somebody else's fault. And it's time for that to go. Now, interesting little story that came out. We already know there's a reason to not want to be paying attention to these compact, or rather, not be using these compact fluorescent bulbs, the CFLs and so forth. We are seeing an article coming out in the European press, the British press, confirming that these energy-saving light bulbs, the compact fluorescents, contain chemicals that will cause cancer. That using these light bulbs, and especially breaking one, will lead to cancer. Now, that is kind of interesting. Do you know who designed and holds all the patents on the compact fluorescent light bulb? General Electric, the same company that designed those reactors now showering the Northern Hemisphere with radioactive debris. And when they invented this compact bulb and nobody would buy it because it's hideously expensive, General Electric actually lobbied the U.S. Congress to pass a law making old-fashioned tungsten-style light bulbs illegal. Then they turn around and use this same law as justification to shut down their American light bulb factory, and they send all the manufacturing for the compact fluorescents over to China. So I guess all those guys doing the line dancing in that General Electric commercial, they got a lot more time to work on their dance steps now, thanks to GE. Lot of time to do that here. For those of you watching on Justin TV, this is my act of defiance to General Electric. It's a good old-fashioned tungsten light bulb, and yes, I know it supports terrorism. But these things do not work. They do not last as long as they're supposed to. When Edison invented the tungsten light bulb, he did not need to go to Congress to force people to buy his product. But General Electric did. That tells you what's going on here. This is a more expensive, more toxic, more dangerous product you are being forced to buy by General Electric. Adolf Hitler didn't go into the people's houses in Germany and say, you will use this kind of lighting. Even he couldn't get away with that. Only in America will the government say what kind of lighting you will have in your house. Land of the free, mind. Whatever. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're dealing, you know, with this situation where the environmental destruction. And I never... Let me back up here a little bit. I do love nature, and I like getting out in nature. I'm a farm kid. I have a resonance with that kind of a lifestyle here. But I'm not an environmental fanatic, as you know from the fact that I didn't drink the Kool-Aid on human-caused global warming, which is not about the environment and nature. It's just another excuse to control your life and extract money from you. And I did not drink the Kool-Aid on ethanol, which I said right from the start is not carbon neutral, is going to cost you more money, it's going to cause food shortages, and all of that happened. I'm a pragmatist, if nothing else here. But we're obviously on a very, very bad course here right now. We're looking at a situation where the government of the United States, indeed the governments of the entire world, are now well aware because of the toxicity of the Gulf of Mexico and the radiation that is going to continue to pour into the Pacific Ocean for the next 9 months at least, that we have lost two major sources of food for the human population of planet Earth. And unless the government can propagandize you into believing that oil-soaked and radioactive food is actually okay for you to eat, then there isn't enough food to feed everybody on planet Earth. You know, good reason to whip up a world war, get everybody killing each other instead of uniting and turning on the money junkies who created this mess. There's a movie came out a few years back, Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd, one of the endless series of movies where they take cartoon or comic books and turn them into movies. And there was one thing in there that I thought was really, really funny, and it's this sort of mobile vending machine rolling around, and it's blaring this ad, "Eat recycled food. It's good for the environment and okay for you." And I remember listening to that and saying, somebody there on that writing team had a real pulse of where things were going in our corporatized world, that the well-being and comfort and health of individual people is the lowest priority, and we're certainly seeing that all over the place. And the fact that this is all related to coming food shortages, I think, was emphasized by the fact that all of a sudden we're seeing a renewed public relations campaign to convince everybody that everything is all fine with the Gulf of Mexico. And they basically Obama came out and said, well, we're putting it back to normal. And yet if you look at pictures of the Gulf coastline today compared to pictures that were taken before the Deepwater Horizon disaster, you can see that things are not back to normal. Things are changed forever. All the greenery is gone. We still have dolphins and sea turtles washing up dead on the beaches along the Gulf Coast, west coast of Florida. And they're soaked in oil, soaked in these dispersant chemicals. It is a disaster down there, but they've got to sell you the idea it's okay to eat. We even saw this this propaganda coming out that you could eat 62 pounds of Gulf shrimp for 5 years, and it's good for you, and it wouldn't possibly hurt you. And that's complete and utter nonsense. Remember, this is coming from the same group of people who told all the emergency responders on 9/11 that it was safe to breathe the asbestos-laden air at Ground Zero without any special respirators, because they needed the guys to do the work and they didn't have the money for the respirators. So send them on down there, let them breathe the asbestos, tell them it's good for them, and, you know, we'll get reelected next year. Meanwhile, speaking of reelected, in the interval of time since the Deepwater Horizon accident happened, the United States Congress, the best Congress that money can buy, has not passed a single oil spill law to either mandate greater safety in the drilling process or more preparedness to deal with spills or to simply hold the oil companies financially liable for the damage they cause. Not one single law. Over in Europe, the European Union is trying to mandate stricter laws to control oil spills when they happen, in light of what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're running into intense lobbying pressure over there. The oil companies want things to go on just the way they are, destroying entire coastlines, you know, up in Alaska or in the Gulf of Mexico. That's just the cost of business, because after all, we've got to have our oil and not have to depend on all those icky-poo Muslims to get our oil. And that's just where the priorities are. Your health, your safety, your well-being is not a high priority. You are simply somebody that needs to be convinced that oil-soaked and radioactive food is good to eat in order to forestall a possible revolution when people start getting really, really hungry and realize just exactly why the planet is running out of food. And it has nothing to do with population pressure and everything to do with the economics of money junkies. Like I was saying yesterday, this model of centralized control of the food supply by American corporations has a precedent. They tried to do exactly the same thing in the old Soviet Union, and it led to famine after famine after famine after famine. But they keep doing it here because it's good for the money junkies. It maximizes profits. And profits are what money junkies look at. And that's all they look at. And they don't think about people. All right. Real quick here, we're getting an announcement. Homeland Security is abandoning the color-coded terror alerts. No more peach, taupe, and mauve to tell us how afraid we're supposed to be. Apparently, there's a rumor floating around that in order to adapt to the educational level of the American people after No Child Left Behind, they're going to use a system of cute little animals to signify the current terror alert level. And today, we are at Mr. Skunk. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get on to the economic news here, a couple of headlines just now coming in. Apparently there's been a whistleblower just leaked a document to The Guardian in England in which apparently there were four leakages of radiation from nuclear power plants in Great Britain last February that were completely withheld from the public. So when you hear all these reports about how Fukushima is not a problem and the food is safe to eat and we don't even need to bother testing the food, think of all the lies you've heard from this government over the last couple of decades. Saddam's nuclear bombs. The economy's going to turn around any day now. Lie after lie after lie. Are you willing to bet your life and that of your unborn children that this one time the government is telling you the truth? I'm not. I'm absolutely not. Let's see. Somebody sent me an interesting statistic. We were talking about the diversion of food crops to ethanol fuel. Apparently, right now, because of U.S. government subsidies and you know, mandating something that people don't want, like those compact fluorescent bulbs, the U.S. government mandated the diversion of food crop land to ethanol production. Apparently, one-third of all corn in the United States of America is now mandated to go for ethanol production, which means corn prices for people trying to eat are going up and have been going up all along. Now, ethanol is not carbon neutral when you factor in the carbon footprint of the processing that takes it from the corn and turns it into ethanol. Ethanol is nowhere near as energetic as gasoline, so you must buy and burn more of it to accomplish the same amount of work as ordinary petroleum-based fuels. And finally, as they learned to their horror in Germany, ethanol is bad for the fuel system on older cars. The newer cars are designed to work with ethanol blend fuels, but for older cars, where the soft components of the fuel system, diaphragms, valves, and tubing, were not designed to work with alcohol molecules, their fuel systems are damaged. And when you include all the carbon footprint of having to manufacture new components for those fuel systems, and all the labor and cost of constantly having to replace these fuel systems, you understand why Germany did ban ethanol fuel after a while, because it was destroying some of the older cars. And now Germany's going to ban nuclear power as well. Very smart people, those Germans. All right, getting back here to the economy. We are hearing again and again that the government likes to proclaim the economy's turning around and the employment picture is improving. It isn't. USA Today's own figures are that right now only 46% of Americans have jobs. That does not tell the whole story, because a lot of people who have jobs today have had to take major pay cuts and reduce their standard of living to find a job. Claire and I have a friend on the mainland who's very well trained, college educated. She's down to, you know, trying to get a job over at McDonald's. We are seeing people who are living on one half, one third, sometimes one quarter of what they were making before. And this is playing out all across the country. People are suffering, while the top 1% of America now have one quarter of the income. The top 400 wealthiest people in the United States of America saw their wealth quadruple over the last couple of years and their tax rates cut in half. And down here for the rest of us, we're being forced down. There's this huge anti-union movement that's trying to get everybody to accept less money. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. That is the mantra we get from on high. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. And at the same time, they're screaming about tax revenues have fallen off. Well, gee, folks, if you drive everybody's salaries and wages down to minimum, of course tax revenues are going to fall off. And if you're driving the debt right through the ceiling at the same time, obviously you're on a course to disaster. Sometimes I think the people in Washington, D.C. are like, you know, Captain E.J. Smith on the Titanic, and he's just got that wheel in his hand, and he's staring at that iceberg, and he's saying, I'm going to move you! Just plows the thing right on in there just to prove how butch he is. But there's a lot of anger out there from people who worked their entire lives to create a career or build a business, and it simply evaporated. Because when Wall Street got caught perpetrating the biggest fraud, the biggest financial fraud since the great South Seas Company bubble burst in 1721, instead of throwing the fraudsters in jail like they did in Iceland, our government said, well, we'll just get the money from the American people so that you can go and buy back all that fraudulent paper, and that way you won't have to go to jail. And that's what they did. The United States government made a conscious decision to allow the bankers to loot the wealth of the American people to cover the losses from having to buy back all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. It is that simple. The U.S. government took your job so the banks could take your homes to put them on the balance sheet to stay solvent. George Bush created tax codes, tax incentives that encouraged offshoring of American jobs, like we just saw with General Electric. General Electric uses the law that they lobbied for to shut down an American light bulb factory, and then they go to China to manufacture the replacement compact fluorescents. And that's what's been going on here. And the banks say, oh, goody, they're missing their mortgage payments. I can go take homes. And I can put them on the balance sheet so that when I have to buy back the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities and keep the boss out of prison, you know, we'll still be in the black here. It's wealth confiscation. It's exactly what Roosevelt did with gold back in 1933, only it's being done this time in a way to trick you into thinking it's your own fault. Now, to show you just how completely out of touch and clueless government continues to be, There's a story linked at whatreallyhappened.com, and the headline is, "Maybe the Stupidest Thing I've Ever Seen." And this is basically a taxpayer-funded job center that by its own internal auditing is not actually improving any employment in the area. So what do? They launch a comic book campaign to make people feel better. The Adventures of Unemployment Man. And they create this weird, bizarre comic book character and his villain, Dr. Evil Unemployment. And they go out and they spend $14,200 to buy capes, superhero capes, to give to some of the unemployed so they can walk around town with these capes on. I'm not sure what they're trying to accomplish, but that's what they did. $24,000 on media buys to support this comic book campaign, $15,000 for billboards, and $5,000 on social media, which means they're hiring people to go out on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and say, "Isn't this cute? They've got capes. They're really trying to improve the employment situation." The only people making any, you know, jobs off of this situation are the people sewing the capes and putting up the billboards and the people hired to post comments online. And they're doing, you know, 5-foot foam cutouts of Dr. Evil Unemployment. This is completely ineffective. This is just somebody at a taxpayer-funded job center can't actually accomplish anything, so they dream up this stunt to make it look like they're doing something so that they can keep their salary and their budget here. We got a caller on the line, Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, just thought I'd start some more trouble again today, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, go ahead. You're so good at it, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been working on this for 38 years, man.
A
friend of mine, I think I have discovered a new scam that the government's trying to pull on folks, and I want to get
another one
on this, since you love to get on them bankers on that mortgage fraud and all that stuff. A friend of mine is disabled, and he brought this paperwork over here because he currently gets Medicaid, and apparently they're transferring everybody, from the way I'm understanding it, who is on Medicaid to Medicare. I'm wondering if this might be part of this Medicare overhaul, you know what I'm saying? But there's a whole, I mean, whole stack of paperwork here, and I was going through it, and I hit this one piece, and I have never seen this before, and my mother gets Medicare because she's on, she drives Social Security, so she gets Medicare, and I don't recall her ever signing this particular document, so I'm wondering if this is new. And it is, get this, official notice of the Georgia Medicaid Estate Recovery Program. Have you ever heard this?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Get a load of this, folks. If your Medicaid is paid for your nursing home care for 6 consecutive months or more up to the point to where you prior to your death, if you've been in a nursing home or anything like that for 6 months before you die, the state will come in and put a lien on your home.
Yeah.
If there is no reasonable expectation, I mean, this is crazy, which means it don't matter what your will says, ladies and gentlemen, your children ain't going to get your home. The state's going to get it. Now, you tell me if something don't stink in the kitchen.
Well, of course it stinks there because basically, you know, Medi-Cal and Medicare are supposed to be paid for by tax revenues. And what they're doing is they're saying, well, we're going to make you pay for your own medical care anyway. Well, then why do we need the government at all? If we're going to pay for our own medical care by taking it out of our homes and everything, we might as well just go to the doctor of our choice, you know, and fund it with a loan against our home, and we'll just deal with it that way. The government is basically, you know, coming in and running our lives for us, and there's no benefit to it whatsoever. And it's just another way of the government grabbing everything and controlling everything. Next they'll be dropping the bill on your children and your grandchildren. Debts are going to become hereditary. That, by the way, is, of course, the essence of serfdom and indentured servitude, is that children will be held liable for the debts of their parents and grandparents.
Really? Well, how about I do the government one better? Instead of letting the government come in and put a lien on your home, If you got to go into a nursing home, why don't you just give your home to the nursing home and they can expand?
You know, that's actually a pretty good little idea there. That's
and
a,
you
that's
can keep your home and live in your home. You just have roommates.
Yeah.
You just have roommates.
A lot of people, are doing the reverse mortgage for that exact reason. I think people want to use Medicare and Medi-Cal to pay their medical bills, and then they keep their home because they do want to leave something to their children. But in this day and age, you know, unless you're one of the Forbes 400, you know, leaving anything to your children, you know, that's a myth of a bygone era. I mean, my personal morality is that we should all work to leave a better world to the next generation than was left to us, and right now we're failing that one. Lee, I got to let you go. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and we're running out of time on the show. But you're absolutely right. This idea that they're going to come in and just grab whatever is left after you die, you know, to basically continue to fund themselves as tax revenues collapse, you know, it's a very predatory situation. Remember, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. We're there right now. I'm going to change topics. This one kind of caught me a little bit off guard. Now, as you know, we talk a lot about cell phones and smartphones, their ability to basically reveal your location to the police and fire department in the event of emergencies. And the reason all cell phones have a speakerphone mode is to justify having a microphone that can hear the entire room. Here's the latest one. It has been discovered by security workers, this is big news all over in Europe right now, that iPhone or the 3G version of iPad running the version 4 or later operating system records your moves. Not just for a day or an hour or a week, but for the entire time you hold that phone. And it will migrate that record as you upgrade phones. And so basically your iPhone has on its little memory and in your backup on your PC a record of every place you have taken that phone for the last year. Now, Apple is refusing to answer any questions about why they're doing something like this that is such an obvious invasion of privacy. My theory is that this has nothing to do with Apple, that this is something the government has mandated. Remember, government gets in to these computer companies, and it forces them to do things to help the government against you and your privacy. Remember when Microsoft was caught with NSA key in their cryptographic infrastructure, and it came out basically that anything that you encrypted using Microsoft's built-in encryption in Windows was readable by the National Security Agency, because the key was already built in there for them to use. So now the iPhone and the iPad have been busted for recording where you go at all times, you know, anytime the phone is on, and it's not you can't turn it off, and it's very, very difficult to find the file. In fact, it's taken almost a year for security workers to realize that's what's going on inside these encrypted database files that are being stored on the iPhone. So if you're wondering why you seem able to store less and less music and movies on your iPhone, that's why. The iPhone is loading up its memory with a report card on every place that you have been, which we presume is something that is being made available to the government on demand. And I'm very upset about this, obviously. And it's enough to make me basically give up using a smartphone at all and go back to a couple of Dixie cups with a waxed string between it to do all my communications. Meanwhile, up in Michigan, we talked about this briefly yesterday, there's a new program there where the Michigan Police Department is carrying a new high-tech scanner in all of their cars. If you are pulled over for a traffic stop in Michigan, they will plug your smartphone into this machine and copy off everything in its memory. And they don't have a warrant, they don't even have probable cause. It's just now the Michigan law where if you are pulled over for a busted taillight, they can demand your smartphone and copy everything off of it for whatever purpose they're going to do. This is really getting to an absolutely ridiculous situation here. Now, I don't have anything on my phone that I'm particularly upset about. But there is a right to privacy. And if we give that up, if we don't have an expectation of privacy, then it's very hard to maintain our dignity. And if we don't have dignity, standing up against abusive authority becomes that much harder. So this is part of that whole, you know, see you naked as you go through the airport and now your phone is spying on you and the cops can read off your phone. And by the way, if you're not already aware of this, when you go through TSA, they now have the authority to basically examine all of your digital media players and your smartphones to make sure that you're not carrying, you know, pirated music or movies, because we all know how much money Osama bin Laden for a while is making off of pirated copies of American Idol. And it's just this constantly more intrusive surveillance on the people. Even Nazi Germany was not this bad. A couple of real quick stories about our out-of-control police. Apparently, there's been another incident where this police officer was feeling threatened by this pit bull and decides to shoot the pit bull. And he's such a lousy shot at this dog running around him, he unloads 33 bullets in a neighborhood full of women and children before he finally gets the dog, shoots out windows on cars, and even bullets going into a home with a family in it watching TV. Those full metal jacket bullets that they put in those police guns will go through 9 sheets of sheetrock, wallboarding, 9, and still be traveling fast enough with enough energy to kill people. And this guy's just out there blazing away at this dog, bullets going everywhere. Guns don't kill. Idiot cops who can't hit what they're aiming at kill. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to finish up this first hour. I want to follow up on the comments I was making yesterday about these very inexpensive radiation detectors from Electronic Gold Mine that were manufactured by Cheney Electronics, proudly made in the United States of America. And the first unit they sent me was defective right out of the box. Now, they did get back to me after yesterday's show, and they're sending me a new unit, which is all well and good. Apparently, these units are intended for electronics hobbyists who understand how to properly hold and deal with naked circuit boards, because these things come without any cases. And apparently they are very easy to destroy if you should touch the wrong thing while it's working, none of which I did. I think it happened somewhere along in transit, but they're sending me a new one to evaluate along with their new Ultra Mini unit. I don't think these are suitable for consumers. For somebody who understands electronics, yes, we're still continuing to get reports for very inexpensive, reliable, durable, accurate radiation meters so that, you know, you can basically check for yourself if things are safe at the supermarket. What's really interesting is even as the FDA is saying we don't need to test here in the United States of America, over in South Korea, stores are installing radiation meters for their customers' use right over the produce, seafood, and meat counters, right next to the scales. So, you know, pick what you want, check it on the radiation meter, throw it in the scale, get the tag, go check it out, and go home. They understand that people are concerned about this whole situation. And it's, you know, to see the U.S. government take this attitude of, we don't need to test, it's not a big deal. You know, I mean, back on the 28th, you know, they were saying, they were admitting three meltdowns taking place at Fukushima. And now they're saying, oh, it'll all go away. And again, the problem isn't the radiation in the water or the air. It's the fish. Because a contaminated fish is going to be just as lethal to eat 15,000 miles away from Fukushima as it is 1 mile away from Fukushima. And fish like to swim throughout the entire ocean. And I understand all the commercial fishing industries, up, especially up there in Alaska and down the west coast of the United States of America, they're all looking at lost business, just as General Electric and the nuclear power industry are looking at lost business. And all they can see is that next quarterly statement, profit and loss, profit and loss. That's all they can see, because behind them there are the bankers saying, if you don't make your payment, I'll take your boat. You know the image of Snidely Whiplash in the old melodramas? They deserve that image. We're seeing, I mean, all of that came out of the depressions that followed the crashes of 1907 and 1929. And what we're seeing happen now, where the bankers just go on this incredible predatory, you know, campaign of grabbing all the real assets and paying for it all with this pretty printed pieces of paper that Ben Voldemort is cranking out of the Federal Reserve on a daily basis. We can understand there is a real historical basis for that image of the melodrama villain and the top hat and the cape and the walking stick and the mustache and everything. That didn't just appear out of nowhere. Those bankers of an earlier year, they earned that reputation and that image. Which gets us back here to the fact that the Senate panel looking into the financial meltdown has concluded that Goldman Sachs profited from the financial crisis. Gee, you think? They helped create the crisis. Of course they profited from it. This was the biggest financial fraud in history. I think at this point we can stop talking about the Great South Seas Bubble or Tulip Mania. This is it. This is the big one. Get-rich-quick scheme called mortgage-backed securities, and they were fraudulent in so many ways. Same mortgages, oversubscribed to multiple offerings, bad mortgages. We got to take a station break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Next round of the worst financial